Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Chaf Vav. We are on the last daf of the second parak. Just scheduling note, I'm not going to be giving a shiur tomorrow, so tomorrow and Shabbos will be uploaded from the last cycle, and the Shem will pick up again after that. But today we continue. We just read the Mishnah on Chaf Hei Mabez, and just a note of on the sugya that came up before that. Yesterday we had the meaty topics of Palginan Dibura came up. Do we split people's testimony? Meaning if their half of their testimony is not acceptable, do we say, well, we'll accept the other half of the testimony? Do we say, kibosh batla miksasa batla kula? That was the Ritva's discussion of who is a pasul aid, who is does not even have a shame aid at all. And the sugi came up of ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. That was the Gemara towards the top on the sixth line. A person cannot self-incriminate themselves. There is a major discussion in the postgame. What is the svara for ein adam mesim atzmo rasha? Why can't someone self-incriminate themselves? And maybe we'll talk about this in depth at another point, but just to mention two ideas, and that is the sma writes in Shulchan Aruch that at root it is a psul karov. It is a psul atam sha'adamu karov eitzel atzmo. Meaning exactly what the Gemara says right before that line. Adam karov eitzel atzmo veda de meitzel atzmo rasha. I'm not believed about myself because I am related to myself. I am myself. There's nobody related to myself more than I am. And therefore, a person cannot self-incriminate themselves. If this is true, then kol shekein, the opposite would be true. A person can't testify positively for themselves. But again, that usually doesn't come up. That's no geah b'dover. But that is a number one. But there is another svara suggested by the Rambam. The Rambam says in Ilcha Sanhedrin, at the end of the 18th perek, the Rambam writes, Gzeres hakasivhi, shein mamisin bezdin velo malkin es ha'adam behodayas piv el al pishtei edim. So Gzeres hakasiv, the Torah tells us that a person cannot be killed or get malkus except by two edim. Not by Hodas Piv. A person comes to court and says, I was Mechalal Shabbos, please kill me. And I did it on purpose, I knew it was Usher. He's not, we don't put him to death. If somebody says that they did it Bishogeg, so then something else to talk about. In terms of Karbanos, which has to do with Kapara, so that might not be, that's a different story. But in terms of punishments of Malkus and Misa, the Rambam says, Beferish, you can't bring it to yourself. I come to court, I say, I ate Shreif, whip me. Sorry, we don't give him lashes. Why? Says the Rambam, Vizesha harag Yehoshua achan, v'david leger amaleki, b'hodai SPM. What about Yehoshua finally figures out who took from the spoils of Yericho? And it falls onto Achan. Achan says, yeah, he admits. So why did Yehoshua ben Nun take care of Achan and David to the Ger Amaleki that said that he killed Shaul? That is Harasha Haisa. That was a special din. That was an exceptional case. O din Malchus Haya. Or is din Malchus? And even there, one could suggest that he kind of knew it was going to be Achan because the Goral kept getting smaller and smaller. Ah, it's this Shevet. Ah, it's this family. And finally, he knew it was going to be one of them. So, which one? So, that could also be different. Aval ha-Sanhedrin, in memisin v'lo malkin amode ba'aveira. Why? And then the Rambam, even though he started off with a svara, Xeris ha-Kasiv, he gives a svara. Shem nitra fadaito b'davar zeh. Maybe this guy has lost his mind. Nitra fadaito. Shem min ha-amele mari nefesh. Ha-mechakim lamus. Maybe he's trying to kill himself. Maybe he's lost it. He's so bitter about life. Shein tamid tok in acheirelos bebitna. People who stab themselves, umashlichen atzman me'al agagos, or people who throw themselves off roofs. Maybe he wants to die, and he made up the whole story. Kach ze yavo v'yomar davar shlawasa kedei sheyehareg. The klolos shel davar. That's a svara, but then the Rambam again ends off klolos shel davar gzeres melachi. It's a gzeres akasev, even though he gives that svara in the middle. It's reminiscent of the Ramban. The Ramban by Kasher Zamam writes, is Xeris HaKasev? But Hashem wouldn't have let it happen if the guy wasn't guilty for some other reason. So that's why it must be that it was true also. But it's Xeris HaKasev. So the Rambam here emphasizes that, though he gives a svara. But one also cannot read this Rambam without reading the Radvaz. On the side, again, the Radvaz, the last Radvaz in Perek Yud Chazen Ilchas Sanhedrin. The Radvaz says, V'efsha lasis ksas tam. Let me expand on what the Rambam says. Beautiful Radvaz. Lefi she'ein nafsho shel adam kinyano ela kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our lives are not our own. Our lives belong to Hashem. That's our nefesh. She'ne'emar, as the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, ha'nefashos liheina hilkach lo toel hoda'aso bedavar she'eino shelo. So therefore, what? I'm going to say that my nefesh, my soul, I deserve to be whipped? but it's not mine to say that about. If there are two witnesses, okay, something else. They're describing the truth objectively. But myself, no. Umalkus palgu demisahu. And Malchus is, as the Gemara says elsewhere, is half of that. Malchus magamisa omedes. Avo mamono hu shelo. Your mamon is yours. You're right. You know, liya kesef liya zav in some larger sense. But Hashem gives you jurisdiction over your money. But Hashem does not give you jurisdiction over your body. I'm not allowed to wound myself. I have to take care of myself. V'nishbaitem olav shoseichem. Umishimachi amrinan. Hodos baldid kiveya edim dami. And just like a person can't kill themselves, a person can't say that he didn't have a to whip himself. V'yim kolze animodesh igzeres malkosh lalam ve'in laharher. And even though I believe in this, but if there's another reason, it's Xeris Akasiv, and for whatever reason, Ain Adam Mesam Aslo Russia. But that's important in terms of that sugya. Okay, let's get back to our discussion that we left off with. So the Mishnah had said yesterday that the Chacham himself that did not allow this woman to get rid of her neder, he is not allowed to marry this woman. But if she acted in front of him, she did miyun in front of him, or she did chalitza, so then yisa'ena, then he can, mipnei shehu bezdin. There is a question in the poskim, related to this Mishnah. Look at Rashi right here. Bineder, the chacham asader bineder, she nodra hana'a mibayla, she was nodra hana'a from her husband, for some reason, she was mad. Vilo heferla, uba'asa l'chacham lahatirla. He was not mefer. We know there are two ways that a woman could get out of her neder. Her father or her husband could get rid of the neder on the day of, or he could go to the chacham at a later date. And that's what Rashi says. He wasn't mefer. Ubasa l'chacham lahatila. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnah right here, in the Tosfos of Kiva Eger, his commentary on the Mishnah, that this is really a sugya. It's not so pashut that this is true. But he says, let me just find it. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right here on the Mishnah, Mize muchach da'af nidarim she yochel habal lahafer v'lo hefer yochel hachachem lahatirla de'lo ki ahi de'sifri shevi amordechai perik ha'sholeach. There is really a machlokas Rishonim, the Mordechai quotes a sifri that if there is a neder that the Baal had his chance at, then he blew it and the chacham can't do anything about it afterwards. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's beferish here that he can. Because the case is, even without Rashi, Rashi says a beferish, but it says the chacham that asers on the isha a neder al baila. So the husband didn't take care of it. Well, this is a case where the chacham did it before the husband, right? But it sounds like Rashi says the husband didn't do it. So the creator says this is really machlokes. He says look in the Chumash Hadeshen, who quotes 2 days about this, but this Mishnah he thinks is clear. Right? There's a major issue in the Darim. Are there two different paths and never the twain shall meet? The Hafaras Habal and the Hataras Hachacham, or do we say no? It's not two paths. There is some overlap between them. The Gemara does say that they work totally differently. One is uprooting it from the start, and one is breaking it where it is. What's called Megas Gaias. Do you cut it where it is, or do you uproot it from its root? That's what a Chacham does. But there might, even though it works differently, there might be some similarities, and that could be related to this issue. Okay, says the Gemara. Ha-hi-tira yisa'ena. The Mishnah says, if the Chacham asered the woman, right, did not allow her, then he can't marry her, because maybe this is why he asered, so he could come to marry her. But if he matired, let's say he matired the neder, and then later on the husband died, then he's allowed to marry this woman. Of course, he didn't do anything to show you anything that he's interested in her. Ha-hi-tira yisa'ena, but my eskinen, what are we talking about? That we're machalik. Between if he asers her or maters her, ilema bachad. Are we talking about there is one? He's the only one. There's one judge. Chad mi matzi matir. Could one judge matir? Via Amar Rav Chi Rabbi Chia Bar Avin Amar Rav Amar of Amram Tana Hataras Adarim Bishlosha. Need three Hataras Adarim. You need three rabbis. Right? We do this erev Rosh Hashanah. Quasi Hataras Adarim. Ela betlasis. What must the Mishnah be referring to? Three. Three judges, and even within three judges, were machalik between whether they asered or matired. Meaning if the three judges asered, then any one of those judges cannot marry her? Mi chashidi. Are we really worried about three judges together? Well, we're worried about one person is doing something. But three judges? The hatnan. But the Mishnah says on the next line, mi ana usha chaltza b'fanav yisa'ena mebedeshu bezdin. The next line says, if miyun or chalitza was done in front of them, then any one of them is allowed to marry here. Why? Because they're a bezin. We're not choshed a bezin. Bezin means three. So what's the Mishnah talking about? Answers the Gemara la'olam b'chad. Really, the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about only one. The Sefer is about three, clearly. But the Mishnah, the ratio is only one, and ukadamar of chizdamar of Yochanan b'yachin mumcha. Sometimes one can perform actions or decisions that three people normally do. So here, yachin mumcha, yachanami b'yachin mumcha. See, we're talking about one, and that's why there's a chshad. Right, this comes up in regular dini mamonis as well. And the Gemara talks about this at the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, on Daf Gimel. The idea there, quoted in the Rambam, is, Mida Oraisa Chanami Kasher. On a Daraisa level, even one is Kasher. Even one. What do you mean? The Mishnah says, Dini Mamonis Bishlosha. That's the first phrase, first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. You need three. What does it mean, Mida Oraisa Chanami Kasher? So Rabbeinu Chananel there explains, and this could be the sheet of the Rambam as well, that means one Mumche. One Mumche. On three, Dini Mamonis Bishlosha, that's three Hediotos. That's three simple, non-expert judges. But one can take the place. So sometimes we find three could be substituted for one. So here too, when it comes to Hataras, when it comes to Hataras Adar. Okay. Viter. Mi'ana Osha Chaltza V'chulu. And if we have time, we'll get back to Hataras Adarim and the important formulation at the beginning of Parshas Matos. Why Dafka does it say Zehadavar there? So we'll see if we have time at the end. Mianosha Chalza Vechulu. So the Mishnah said, if something was done, an action was done in front of them, then there's no worry, there's no chshad. Time of the Bezdin, the reason that there's no worry is that they were a Bezdin, there were three. Ha betray lo. Mashma that if there were only two, maybe we would be worried that they observed it and they gave their stamp of approval, but maybe it really wasn't fully thorough and it should be, we should be worried, right? So the Mishnah's Mashma, the two, we would be worried. So said the Gemara, really? Maishna meha detanya, right? What's the difference between that brisa, which says as follows? Edim achasuman al stei mekach, v'al gerisha. What about the Edim that sign? What if two Edim sign on a mekach? That Reuven sold this. And now the Edim, do we allow the Edim to then go buy that piece of land that they saw and they witnessed that so-and-so, who hasn't been around in years, you know, sold it? Or by a Gerisha. If they are Edim, they're not the Shliach. That's what the Mishnah spoke about earlier. What if they're the Edim on a get? Could they marry the woman? If they're the Edim that are signed on the get? Says the Braisa, yes. They're able to. Lo chashu chacham l'davar zeh. Chacham are not choshed. Chacham do not think that they would be lying. Even before we get to the exact question, what's the case here? Two Edim sign on a get, right? And Tafshin Ayin Hey. And then 3 years later, what happens? The question is now, could he marry this woman? So what's the Havamina? That we say that he can. What's the Havamina? That we'd be worried that he made up the whole story, and now 3 years later, we Lamafrey, I say it was a problem? Is that what we're talking about? But we say not, Lamaisa. But the Ritva notes, that's how you must understand the Havamina, that we're going to pass a little mafreya. Pirish, the kiva de b'shas ha'edus, lo nizbarer shahayu nogim be'edus, lo paslin and hashel l'mafreya misveka. That's the maskana. The maskana is, we're not going to say this because it doesn't make sense. Right at the time, they didn't show any signs of being nogim be'edus. Now later, they say, well, we want to marry her, so we're going to say, trying to undermine what happened in the past? You can't say that. At the time, it was fine. Lo paslin and hashtu l'mafreya misveika. De dilma ha'ishaita lo me'aitai ma'asidu. Maybe at that moment, that's not the reason that they testified. Right, this comes up in Baba Basra also. If you have a problem at the time of the act versus at the time of the edus. The Gemara talks about tchiloso be'kashrus v'sofo be'paslus. Something like that. Meaning, let's say at the time that an action happened, I was not related to the person. But in the interim, I married the person's sister. So can I still testify? I was the aide. Let's say I was an aide at my good friend's wedding. I was an aide at my good friend's wedding, my best friend. And then a year later, I married his sister. Right? So now, all of a sudden, now I can't testify for him. Now I'm his brother-in-law. So that was just a case of witness. What about a case of murder? What about a case any? So the Gemara talks about that. But this is a similar idea in terms of a Havamina. We're not going to say that a later problem is going to uproot. Then the Ritva says, what happens, though, if they are both involved? Let's say, in this case of a Mekach, let's say two people sign on a shtar that says that Reuven, who disappeared 5 years ago, he lives somewhere out in Medina Sayam, he sold his field to Shimon, and Shimon's here. So we're going to buy it from Shimon. Right? We testify that Reuven sold to Shimon. And then a few months later, both Edom come and say, we want to buy it jointly. So are we choshed there? It's not just one of them. It's both of them. So there he has 2 days about that. 2 days where we would allow that. Yesh Omrim, he says, b'stei mekach dum yedeged ishu miyun demas nisan shelakcho echad mehem. Just like in the marriage cases, only one of them could be acting. So that's where we would believe. Ukitai madamrina b'Yerushalmi. Like the Yerushalmi says, she'ein shnayim mitzuyim lachto b'shvil echad. I'm not going to lie to help you out. I'll lie to help myself out, but I'm not going to lie to help you out. So that's why, in those cases, if you have two people involved in something and only one of them is going to act based upon it, we would believe. Aval, and there, but mashma from there, that if both of them wanted to buy it, you would not believe them. Then it looks funny. Then it looks fishy. Aval, then he quotes Moreno Haram, one of his Rebbeim, says that Haya Omer de Stomach Amar, Vafilu Kishalach Hushnehem. Even both. So 2 days. 2 days in the Ritva. Whether if both of them would be acting, you know, would we say that makes any difference? Makes any difference. Okay. Let's continue. So that was 2 days, and now we get back to the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Mashma from the Seif of our Mishnah, that the only reason is that we believe them is that because they're a bezin, they're three, but two we would not believe. Aye, from this brisa, we would believe them even by two. So the Gemara says, Higufa kamashmalan, lafuki bimanda amar, miyun bifnei shtayim, kamashmalan, miyun begimel. Don't be medayik, three yes, two no, for ne'emana's purposes. The reason it gives a case of three in the Mishnah is because later on, we're going to have in the 13th parak, which is everything you want to know about miyun. We're going to have a machlokas there, whether miyun is done in front of two or in front of three. So that's all the Mishnah is saying. Teaching us that miyun is done in front of three. That's the Stam Mishnah, like that opinion. Ibailahu kanas mahu. What about Maushi Yotzi? What about in this case? In which case? We'll go with Rashi Shita. Rashi says it's talking about both the case of the Chacham and the case of Hamevi Get. Right? Rashi says it's both those cases. Others say it's only on the Chacham case. But either way, what happens if he got married? Meaning the Chacham matured this woman, asered this woman. Right, you can't get out of this net there. And then he married her. So do we force him to get divorced? Rav Kahana Amar Kanas Motzi, Rav Ashi Amar Kanas Eina Motzi. Machlokas Tani Luhu Rav Zuti Tebe Rav Papi Kedivrei HaOmer Kanas Eina Motzi. He brought a brisa that says Kanas is not Motzi. You let him stay married. Amar Le Rabbanan Rav Ashi Gemara Osvara. Rav Ashi, you say that you don't have to get divorced. So is that a Masara that you have? Or is that a svara that you came up with? Amar lehu masisani. It's a Mishnah. So our Mishnah we had earlier in the parak. Hanitan mishivcha v'nishtachavra. May avoyz kochavim v'nizgayra harizelo yichnos. If somebody, there are rumors that a person is having a relationship with some woman, and then she gets freed or becomes Jewish, you cannot marry her lechadchila v'imkanas ein motzi. But if you did, then you're allowed to stay married. Alma birinana lo mafkinan. You see, based on rumors, we don't say motzi bidieved. Sachanami birinana lo mafkinan. So to here, we'll say that it looks bad, but we will not make them get divorced. Good. We continue now. Last mission in the parak. Vikulan shahayu lahem nashim vamesu. All these women and all these men, all the cases. Let's say in the case of the chacham asered. The Chacham asered this woman. The Kulam Shahayu Lahem Nashim Vamesu. But the Chacham was married at the time. Then his wife died at a later date. The Kulam Shahayu Lahem Nashim Vamesu died Muteres Linasi Lahem. Then they could get married. We're not choshed that they were doing something hoping that their wife was going to die. If they were happily married, they were happily married. Even if they weren't happily married. If they were married, then we don't think that they did anything earlier to hopefully be able to marry this woman. And therefore, mutaris linasi lahem, they're able to marry. There is a phrase in Rashi that the Aruch Laner tries to analyze why Rashi says it. Second Rashi. Shahayu lem, on the Mishnah. Shahayu lem nashim, b'shas maisa, v'mesu la'achar zman. What's Rashi emphasizing with that? Right? The Chacham and the Shliach, the aide, they were married, and then their wives died. La'achar zman. What's La'achar zman? Why does Rashi Dafka say it has to be at a later date? What if they died the next day? Not good enough. At the time that they did whatever they did, they were married. Why is la'achar zman? So, says the Aruch Haner, Rashi is answering a question here. Says the Aruch Haner, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, my boy Rashi bazeh. There's another question. Why do we say that if the women died, they could get remarried? Well, we know Meikar did, a man could be married to two wives. Right? Pre-Cherem Abeinu Gershom. The Gemara is pre-Cherem Abeinu Gershom. So maybe he's married, but maybe he wants to take another wife. Right? Who said that just because his wife died, that's enough of a raya that we say, okay, he didn't have this in mind. Ah, that's what Rashi says, la'achar zman. If she died right away, and then he got married right away, then you would have a problem. Maybe he was going to take her. But if he waited already a year or two, and he didn't marry her, al ishto, so then it's clear that he didn't have this in mind to violate the, wasn't a violation then, it was before, to marry two women. So that's an important diuk that the Aruch Haner has in the Rashi, why Rashi says la'achar zman. Vikulon shenisu la'achirim, and like we had in the Brisa earlier, and all these people, if these women married other men in the interim, and then they got divorced or widowed from that new marriage, then it's also mutter, right? If there was another marriage in between. But also the Mishnah adds, these women can marry the judge's son, right? Or the judge's brother, right? Or the shliach's brother or son, right? So they were only worried that that he would do this for himself. He wouldn't do this for a family member. Okay. Says the Gemara, what did the first part of the Mishnah say? That if this woman was divorced and now had to get, or let's say became an almana, right? Your husband died. That was one case, right? The Shliach comes and says her husband died. Or the Chacham says, I can't get you out of your nethers, therefore she gets divorced. And then what happens? Then says the Mishnah, then they die. The husband, in the case of a kulan shenisu la'achirim, then they get married to somebody else. And from that case also, divorced or death. Then this man can marry them. So says the Gemara, mesu in nisgarshu lo. Mesu, I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. I was dealing with the next part of the Gemara. We'll get to there. I was leading up to that. First, let's do the first part of the Gemara. Mesu in nisgarshu lo. What does it say that if these women if these men were married to other people and their wives died, so then there's no worry and they could get married to these women that they dealt with. But if they divorced their wives, then we think maybe they divorced their wives for this reason. Amalei Rav Hillel or Rav Ashi, Vatanya Filim Nisgarshu. We have a brisa that says, even if the chacham, if the rabbi divorced his wife, then he's able to marry this woman. Lo kasha, hada haviktata, hada lo haviktata. It depends if there was strife in the house. Which direction does that go in? Machlokas Rashi and the Yamshel Shlomo. Rashi says, if there was strife, if this Chacham had been fighting with his wife for years before this whole story took place, that in that case, so then we assume that he's rugged on this and this wasn't the reason. Ha, Rashi says, ha, diktani afilu nisgarshu, when do we say that even if he divorced his wife, he is believed, kagon tahavi liktata mikami achi. He's been fighting with his wife for years. So it's not that, he divorced his wife now because he wants to marry this woman. No, he's been fighting with his wife for years, and that's why the divorce came. But, hadalo, if he didn't, he's been fighting with his wife, so then maybe this is the reason. The Yamshel Shlomo says it's just the opposite. In a case where he hasn't been fighting with his wife, so then we would not allow it. And we would not allow it. Masha Enkein, if he had been fighting with his wife. Let's just finish the next answer, and then we'll make a comment. Vibaya Seema, or Delo Haviktata. There has not been strife. Velo Kasha Hada Argilhu Hada Argilahi. Who started? Who started the whole process? They haven't. Our Girsa is Delo Haviktata. But the question is, who is the one that is forcing the issue with the divorce? So if he's forcing the issue, then we might have to be worried. If she's forcing the issue, obviously, he can't be forced, but if she's forcing the issue, so then that can make a difference too. There is, we say ktata here, and that is strife. You know, there's no, every marriage you have to work things out. And sometimes there are issues that the husband and the wife don't agree upon. And that's the well-known tziv about ezer kenegdo. The best ezer, you need a little bit of kenegdo. You have to have a little difference, a few differences in what people believe, and that's the greatest in terms of bringing the couple together. There is some evidence elsewhere. This is a major Meseches Kiddushin discussion, and that is that there are, again, this is a big Kiddush, and we don't pask in this way, but it comes down to a Rashbam. The Rashbam talks about Ketata also. Where did the Rashbam talk about Ketata? Baba Basra Kuf Mem Vav. Here's the case. A man is happily married, wonderful. And then people tell him, you know your wife does not have a sense of smell? You know that about your wife? He's like, no. They say, yeah, she does have a sense of smell. He's like, I don't believe it. I'm going to test her. So he says, honey, let's go on a trip. So he goes on a trip, and he goes into a dilapidated building with his wife. And he says, honey, you smell that garlic? Like trying to lead his wife and try to test her. And she's like, well, all of a sudden, tragedy strikes, and the house, the churva falls on her. Churva falls on her, and she's killed, and now he's a widow. The question is, says the Mishnah, Hoel v'lo nichnas, says the Gemara, Hoel v'lo nichnas achareha el labotka, mesa eno yarsha. Since he was going in there to test her, and if she really didn't have her sense of smell, he was going to divorce her. So then, that already breaks the marriage halachically, and somehow it's as if they're divorced already somewhat. Mesa ena yarsha. And therefore, if she died, he does not yarshin her. That's the Gemara, an unbelievable chiddush. The Rashbam right there goes one step further. He says, V'yamr chacham, ho v'nechnas achare labotka mesa ena yarsha, tekivan, tehaya bedaito legarsha, im yimseis im yitzena balas mum ubetokach mesa kodem shenispaisu ena zocha biyerusha umehacha shaminan. And here's the huge jump of the Rashbam. Demisha mesa ishto mitoch ketata. They were a husband and a wife. Let's say an extreme case. They were separated. They were separated. Husband and wife were separated. Separated, and they were thinking about, you know, taking the next step. Sheyesh bedaito lagarsha, and then he even had decided, but he never divorced her. Shuv eno yarsha, does not yarshin her. Yeru doesn't take place, even though they're still married halachically. Unbelievable. There are hints. We don't paskin like any of these shitos, but in terms of the evidence of a marriage breaking down before the actual divorce comes, that idea might be true. And who does the Rashbam quote? He quotes the sheet of Reb Shimon, who we don't even paskin like. But he's obviously quoting it just for precedent. Kivan, what does the Reb Shimon say? Gitin daf yurches. Kivan shenasav eden of lagarsha shuv ein labal peros. The Baal doesn't eat peros from the nichsei melug of his wife once he already has decided to divorce her. We have it by Ketata. There's an unbelievable Yamshel Shlomo. He quotes this Rashbam. And he says the same thing would apply by Avelus. If a husband and a wife were about to get divorced and then the husband or the wife dies, they don't sit shiva for each other. It's unbelievable chiddush. Says the Avshal Shlomo, how can he sit shiva for somebody he hates? Right? Or somebody that she hates. Right, so what do we say? We say, let's say there's a son, Chas V'Shalom, who hates his father, who hates his brother. What do we say when the person dies? You have to sit shiva. Okay, you're not interested in sitting shiva, but that's the halacha. But you see from here, there's a break when there's a ketata in the marriage. And the Achronim, Rav Schachter talks about this in one of his Sfarim. Other Achronim talk about it in their Sfarim. And that is, just like by marriage, going into a marriage, there's Kiddushin and there's Nisuin. There's getting closer, and then there's the ultimate stage of coming together. Even by Gerushin, the decision itself, already is the first stage of the toward the divorce. If it never, the Ramban has a line. If it never leads to the divorce, so then the decision is nothing. But if the decision leads to a divorce, so then we can look at it retroactively and say that the divorce already started by the decision. Kivan shenasav ein av lagarsha, that's the decision. And that's also related to the fact that we know on a daraisa level, a man can divorce his wife bal karcha, on a daraisa level. Kiddushin cannot be that way. So that also might point to the fact that by kiddushin, it's the act of kiddushin. because the husband and the wife are coming together, acquiescing to perform an act together. By gerushin is all the husband's decision, for whatever reason. Bal karchan at the raisa level. And therefore, it might be a front-heavy process more than kiddushin. It's all about the decision, and things might start happening before the gerushin. Again, assuming that the gerushin happens, right? Once they, if they decide to get back together before the divorce, obviously they don't have to get remarried again, but it's all on a conceptual level. How do we look at it? So that all has to do with this line of ketata, as we talk about here. It might relate to the fact that if it was ketata even beforehand, then it might be the first stage of the, it's not just, oh, he already decided beforehand, and therefore we're not worried. It might be that the divorce conceptually started already. And that's why there's no issue in chash for this person to get married to this woman that he gave a decision about. Okay. V'kulan shenisu v'chulu. Next phrase of the Gemara. This is what I jumped the gun beforehand. V'kulan shenisu. What happens if this woman got married to somebody else in the interim? And then she got divorced or widowed, so then she can marry the shliach or the rabbi. Kasal k'daitach misa amisa v'gerishin agerishin. Let's assume, says the Gemara, that the case of misa earlier, the woman had two misas in her life and two gerishins in her life. Meaning, the shliach came and said, so-and-so divorced his wife. And then what does our Mishnah say? She got married again and she got divorced again. So now the shliach can marry her. Or the case of Misa. Somebody comes to Bezin and says, your husband died. And now she gets remarried to somebody else. And then her husband died again. Now she can marry this person. So now the Gemara says, really? Do we allow that? Do we allow a woman whose two husbands died? Do we allow her to get remarried? Nema Masisa Devo Karebi. Is this against Rabbi D. Karebi? Because Rabbi Shita, we know from elsewhere later on, Ha'amr betrays Zimni Avi Chazaka. Machlogas Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi holds a Chazaka is with two. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds a Chazaka is with three. We usually hold like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Chazaka was with three. We're Machmer like Rabbi by Pikuach Nefesh. That to assume that Chazaka is with two. But Rabbi holds two across the board. Right, meaning we're machmir, let's say a boy has two older brothers that died from the mila. So we would not allow the third brother to get it. It only happened twice. Right, it doesn't matter. Two is a chazaka. Again, more in the days of old. Now, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time when we have certain medicines that we could give before the mila, even if we know there's a history of hemophilia in the family. But in the Talmudic times, two, you have to be worth, two is a chazaka. So is this Mishnah against Rebbe? Because our Mishnah seems to say that even though this woman had been married twice and two of her husbands died, she could get married again. The Gemara says, lo, misa, gerushin, gerushin, misa. There's no raya. Because each case might be talking about the other one. The case of the woman, each woman is divorced and death and divorced. Meaning it's not the same woman who had both happen to her. The Achronim discuss here. The Avnei Nezer in a more general sense. Why do we say this concept of katlanis? Concept of, if two died, so then we won't allow her to marry for a third time. Why don't we say, Shluchei mitzvah ein nizokin? Getting married is a mitzvah. Ask the Avnei Nezer. In Evan Ezer, Simin Mem Hey. So why don't we say, don't we say that's a protection? Getting married. So getting married. Kiddushin, Yisuin, it's a mitzvah. So why don't we say, L'char HaKasha, Atu Nisuin Da Alma Lav Mitzvah Ninu? So, Memela, call me Shinose Osa, Osa Ima Mitzvah, Vinomar Lo Shluche Mitzvah, and Nizokin. Shim Tasrena, Lakulam Teasar Vitiasar Aguna. This woman's gonna be an Aguna? The rest of her life is a big mitzvah you're doing marrying her. She's a Achateretz Bazet Pashit. He said it's Pashit. What do you mean? The first husbands also did a mitzvah. Didn't help them. Right? The mitzvah zu gamari shonimasu, Nisu Aisha, Vishlo Tishar Aguna. Shim Lohaya Nosi Osa Shumadam, Hasin Sharas Aguna. Hine, Shagamari shonimasu, mitzvah vikin mesu. So therefore he says, this is a key line, Dafka Yibum, Shehu mitzvah rabba, Vahatore hitir isaracious ach, Mipne mitzvah zu, Vinegan mitzvah gedula zu, lo isra mazla. Yibum, says the Avnei Nezer, this is machlokes achronim. Every case of Yibum. What happens if this is the second? And we've had a lot of cases. A woman gets remarried. She's married to one brother, and then she marries the other brother, and then that brother dies. All those cases are katlanis, right? So we're talking about Yibum to the third brother, right? So that says the Avnei Nezer. It's Dafka Yibum. Dafka Yibum, we're not worried about katlanis because that's the mitzvah rabba. Remember, we discussed this back on Daf Beis. How many daf ago? Right? 25 lot ago. We discussed, why does Seder Nashim start with Yivamis? Start with Kiddushin. Yevamis, so Tosfos said at the end of Moed Katan, it's from tragedy to tragedy. The end of Moed Katan is all about tragedy and Avelus, and if you hold it, Moed Katan is the last in Masechta, so Tosfos says, expect Yevamis. We have Chagiga in the last Masechta. But one of the other answers we gave was that Yevamis was a marriage that Hashem told you to do. Right, other marriages you choose. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this. As the Gemara says, Hiknu lo min hashamayim. So maybe that's why it's first. So that's the Avnei Nezer. This is a stronger mitzvah, Yibam. And therefore, it would apply, it will be allowed, even in the case of Kalanis, Masha'en Kain, in other cases. Good. Again, as I said, the Pesach Teshuvah discusses this in Avnei Nezer also, Simen Kuf Samachay, whether we would allow this. Who else talks about this? Katlanis issues? With the Ramban. The Ramban. Where does the Ramban talk about this? Where would the Ramban talk about this? Parshas Vayeshev. Says the Ramban. What does Yehuda tell Tamar? You know, let's wait till Shelah gets a little older. And then he will marry you. And as Rashi quotes, he had no intention of giving his third son to Tamar. Shvi almana beit avich. Shetinhagi amenuseich sham ashi yigdal shela. Ramazla, hitabli velibshi bigdei evel vatazuchi shemen, ki ki isha chogeresak aval nureh, ashi yigdal shela viyibe motcha, ki kain minagabis yabemes. Wait till he gets old enough, honey, and then he'll get married to you. That's Rashi. Says the Ramban, velo yadati, lama yisbayish Yehuda hamoshel bedoro mina isha azos, velo yomar elel lechila shalomi besi, velama yitta osa, vihi asura lishela, kemosha amr benisuin betray zimni avi chazaka. Says the Ramban, according to Rashi, what? Yehuda was just tricking her. He had no intention, so he says, doche osa bakash, as we say. Why didn't Yehuda tell her the halacha, honey? Two of your husbands died, so you can't get married again. Why didn't Yehuda say that? Katlanis, betray Avei Chazaka. Why didn't he say, Tamar, we pass on like Rebbe. Right? So why did he, Va'od, ki biyoto makpid al zenuneh lechayevos asreifa nirak kishu chafetz ba, v'rachoku shelo shama Yehuda ki banav chat'u, v'yishalchem biyad pish'am, v'in latamar bohem chet. So he says, v'anachon be'enah, he says, no, sh'ayashela roi li'abem, avalo ratza aviv shi'ibim ota, v'odenu nar penyechte bakachiv, no. Deep down, Yehuda knew what his two sons had done. And he knew that the reason wasn't that she was a katlanis. The reason was because his sons did terrible things. And he didn't want his third son to also act that way. So he wanted to wait till he was more mature. And he wasn't a young teenager who would be into this stuff. And therefore he'd be older. That's what the Ramban says. V'kasha yigdal v'yishma l'musar aviv az yedendal l'isha. Says the Ramban, he knew about this and that's why. The Ksava Kabbalah here has a long discussion relating to the issue of Katlanis. Defending Rashi. Defending Rashi. He says, Amnam Kancha Bala Rishonaya Katan. The two older kids were Katanim, so they weren't really full husbands. And therefore there was no full mitzvah of Yibum. And that's why he wouldn't allow. Mayata Gamkaji Yidal Shela Inka mitzvah Yibum. Adinomar lo shomer mitzvah. Ki in lahashvas ha mitzvah shay mekam in kodem matan Torah in a mitzvah shachan isinasa. Ho achronos hi mitzvah chayavas. Va kodmos inam rak mitzvah ritzinios. This was a voluntary mitzvah. That wasn't strong enough to get out of the issue of katlanis. Lachin imen atem al Yibum zed tamar afshe ina ke halachas ha Torah aladiyuk b'chol prateha b'chulu. So that's an important discussion. You can look there. The Ksava Kabbalah discusses Rashi and the Ramban. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Bakulon, and we're not even going to get to the Halacha Lamaisa today. Today, Halacha Lamaisa. Let's say a woman is now in her 80s, and she wants to get remarried for a third time. She lost two husbands. Do we allow her? So we hear of cases that, yes, she does get married. Right? Partly because also there, if the husband lives to a certain age, we assume that's normal death. That's not called. If a woman loses two young husbands, Rahman al-Islam, then the discussion starts. But if a woman lost her husband after, let's say the husband was 60, so then already but already 60, we had at the end of Moed Katan, might be, you know, considered a full life. Again, not full based on, you know, nowadays with the lifespan, but you know that's why there are discussions of kulas. And all of them are mutter to the relatives. Well, this woman can marry the brothers and the sons. Maishna mehadit san. Why is that different than hanita mina isha asur biimo vito bachosa? In the case of nita mina isha, if a man had a relationship with a woman, so then he's asur with all of her relatives. So two answers. Number one, nishi lagabi nashi shrichan da azlan. Gabi lagabi gabi lo shrichan. Women are always together. The men always don't visit. So this man is not allowed to marry the relatives of the woman that he might have had a relationship with, because maybe he's doing that in order to have the relationship with this woman. And I'll marry her daughters, because I know she's always around with her daughter. But the men, so is the father and the son always together? No, that's why we would allow it. Inami, nashi delo asrin shechiftan ahadadi lo kapti ahadadi. In the case of the women, we're more worried, because a man can be married to a woman, a woman does not become asr to the baila, meaning if the husband is allowed to have two wives. And the husband, if the husband is mizane out of wedlock, he doesn't become asr to his wife. Only the opposite case, where the woman has a relationship out of wedlock. So nashid lo asrin shchivtan adadi. If a man is married to two wives and he is with one wife, so the other woman is not, doesn't anything happen. So lo kapti adadi. They're not makbits. Therefore, this woman, we're not going to allow him to marry the daughter, because let's say he's with the daughter. That doesn't asr the mother. Let's say the other wife, wives aren't makbid on each other. So therefore, we have to asr it. Gavri da asr and shchivta na hadadi, kafti hadadi. But men who, their shchiva with a woman would asr on ashes ish, they're makbid, and therefore we wouldn't have to have another guard. Ihachi aviv nami. So why do we only matir the sons and the brothers? Why not the father? So lo mi bai kamer. The father is mutter too, but it's a lo mi bai, it's a not only. Lo mi bai aviv de buzzes bane mine. Not only the father would we allow, because the son is not going to be mizana with his father's wife. That's not going to happen. He's buzzes. He's embarrassed from his father. That for sure is mutter. We would allow this woman to marry the judge's father. Aval bino de lo buzzes aviv mine emalo. But in the other direction, the father is not so buzzes from the son. So maybe we would not allow it. Kamash malan, it is also mutter. Good. Adrelach ketereches achiv. We had various issues of yavamis in this parak. The second half was not really yavamis issues. It was more general shas topics in terms of ne'emanus. Very interesting. Ne'emanus and chshad and nitan. These are very important topics. But now we get back to yavamis. This parak is deep yavamis. Topics. Again, this parak and the parak following, Acholis Liavimto. So now we put on our Yavamis family tree heads. Here we go. This first Mishnah we already discussed earlier in the Masechta, and when it was quoted there. Achim, you have four brothers. Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achios. Two of them are married to sisters. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Umesu HaNesuim Asa Achios. And the Reuven and Shimon die. So now there are two sisters that fall to Levi and Yehuda from two different husbands. So really, if they weren't sisters, fine. Could do Yibam. The problem is that they're sisters, and each one of them is therefore Achos Zikukaso, which is an Isser Drabanan patterned after Achos Isha. Because we're going to get back into our sugya of Yesh Zika. Yesh Zika, remember, means that the Rabbanan gave the status of Ishus to this connection on a Drabanan level. So each one is achos zukukaso, so they can't do yibam. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. No meizon asumas achios har elu choses lo masyamos. They each do chalit. Each woman requires a chalitza because they don't get off with nothing. Because on a daraisa level, you could do it, but we do chalitza not yibam. V'im kadmu v'kansu yotziu. And if they do yibam, they would force them to get divorced because they violated achos zukukaso. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beishame Omer Mikayem. No, Beishame says they could stay married. Beisil Omer Miotziu. Beisil says, no, you have to be most, you have to force them. And the Gemara says later on, and the Bar Tanura points it out here, that we're going to flip these shitas because this is not on the list of the kulas of Beis Shammai and the chumras of Beis Hillel. So we're going to flip the shitas. Really, Beis Hillel is the one that is going to be make. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Step one. Step two. Haisa achas mehen asur alho echad isur erva. What happened if, again, the four brothers, two of them die, but not only are the two women sisters, but one of the women is related, is the mother-in-law of Levi. Reuven's wife is the mother-in-law of Levi. So that woman is an erva to Levi. So now, the other woman, Levi could do yibam with. Because the other one, there's only one woman who is zakuk to Levi. So, ha'ech, 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 He's Aser. Levi is Aser to his mother-in-law, who is married to Reuven, and Mutter with Shimon's wife. Vasheni Aser b'shteyam, but the second one is still Aser but both of them, because they're both Achos u'Kugasa. But Iser Mitzvah v'Iser Kedusha, what we had earlier back on Daf Chaf, what if the one of the women is only Aser midrabanan or Chai v'Lavin? So again, there we would say Choletzes v'Lomis Yabemes. That Zika exists, but it doesn't make it disappear. That's not like Erva. So they're still considered Achos Zukukaso, and therefore we would require Chalitza. Last case, Haisa Achas Meim Asura Alze Iser Erva, Vashni Asura Alze Iser Erva. Let's say Reuven's wife is Levi's mother-in-law, and Shimon's wife is Yehuda's mother-in-law. So one of them, these two women, they're sisters, but one of them, each one of them, is an erva to one of the other brothers. So then, beautiful. Each one of them is only zakhuk to one of the brothers, and therefore they can do yibam. Vizui sha'amru, and that's what is referred to, achosa, kishahi yivimta, o choletzes omis yabemes. There's a case of a sister, which you can do yibam with. Meaning this case, where one of the sisters is an erva to you for another reason, and therefore there's only one woman who is zakuk to you. Where we discussed this back, if you remember, in the earlier, where we tried to fit in all of these cases to the first Mishnah in the Masechta. How could you have all 15 of those arayos fit in that Asur Lazem, I said mother-in-law, but all of them somehow could fit in, and we had all those long Rashis figuring out the case. So, says the Gemara, Shma Mina Yesh Zika. What does the Mishnah seem to say? Yesh Zika, that we give the status of a marriage to the Zika, D'i Ein Zika, because if not, so then what's the problem? Mechdi, Hani Mitrei Batika Askin. Each one of these women is coming from two different husbands, two different houses. Haile Yabim Chada, Haile Yabim Chada. Let each one of them do Yibam. It must be Yesh Zika, therefore we consider it like Achos Ishto. Answer the Gemara, Lo Olam Ein Malacha Ein Zika. No. There could be, even if you say Ein Zika, this still could be a reason why we would not allow you to do Yibam. Why? We should the Kasavar, Aslavata, Mitzvah Yibam. As we said earlier, what happens if you do Yibam to one of these women, and then your other brother dies? So now this other woman is stuck. She's Achos Isha. She's Achos Isha, and she doesn't get Yibam, doesn't get Chalitza. And we'd rather her get something. And therefore, if you do Chalitza to both of them right now, that would be okay. Dilma, why? What's the worry? Dilma adimiyabim chad mayis idach. Why Levi does yibum to one of the women? Yehuda's gonna die for kamavadam mitzvah yibin, and now the other wife is gonna get nothing. Mavadam mitzvah yibin, and we spoke earlier about the importance of this line that included in mitzvah yibin is chalitza. Doing chalitza is also good enough to be called mitzvah yibin. That's an important discussion we had earlier. Says the Gemara, yachat lasanami. So if all this is true, mitzvahs yimin, or this is the case, so why do you have a case of four brothers? Have five brothers. Have an extra one. Three brothers are still alive. Why does the Mishnah only have a case of two? So, lomi boy kamrian. It's a lomi boy like we had earlier. Lomi boy tlasa devade matla mitzvahs yimin. For sure, by three, where for sure you will be mevatel. The mitzvahs yimin, as Rashi explains, right, if they all died, avodala lemisa lo chayshinan, but you might have thought if there are four, so then we're not worried about another brother dying. This is a chiddush. You might think, I'm sorry, I misspoke before. Why do you, not five, it's three. Right, if there are only three instead of four, why didn't the svar is for levata mitzvahs yimin apply even if there's three and not four? So the Gemara said, no, there's an added chiddush. You might have said that if there are four, we're now choshesh that the third brother's going to die. So kamash v'lan, that's why we say a case of four and not a case of three. Again, lo mi boi tlasa devate ba'la mitzvah siyimin. Why you mevatel it? Because this woman now has no more brothers to do yibam to. Avol da'u lemisa lo chashina. But the fourth, if there are four, then you maybe we're not worried that the fourth brother's going to die. Kamash v'lan, we still are worried, and therefore we would require chalitza and ayibam. Ihachi, here's where I jump before. Ihachi chamishanami. So five also. If there are three brothers left, maybe we should be worried that two of the other brothers are going to die before yibam can be done. Lamisa de trelo chashinan. Now we're not worried about the death of two brothers. Maybe we'd be worried about the death of one more brother, but not two more brothers. Good. Amar Rav bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Now we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. We're just going to do Rav. We're going to do Rav Shita. Shalosh achios yevamos. Shenaflu lifnei shnei achin yimin. There were five brothers. Three of them were married to sisters. and they all died. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi died. So now you have three sisters that fall to two other brothers. Shneach and Yibmin. Zecho leitz la'achas v'zecho leitz la'achas. What's the halacha? The two brothers that are left, they each do chalitza to one of these women. And the third sister requires chalitza from both of them. Why is that? From the fact that you say that the middle one, that just means the third one. The third one requires chalitza from both living brothers. It must be that you hold yesh zika. Yesh zika, what does that mean? Again, that all three women are connected to these two brothers. So therefore, each one of them is problematic. Each one is achos zukukaso. So you can't do yibum to any of these women. The fact that you can't do yibum to any of these women, the fact that you cannot do yibum to any of these women makes your chalitza inferior as well. That's the chiddush of this Gemara. Chalitza is only considered full-fledged if it's instead of a yibum that you could have done. If you can't do yibum and you're stuck doing chalitza, that's a deficient chalitza. It's a chalitza psula. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says here. You did, the two brothers did yibum, chalitza to the first two. Those chalitzas are strong enough to say them, they themselves are pater, but this third woman, you have to do chalitza. Each one has to do chalitza to her. Mita ka'amris, again, ksavris yeshi, kavav the chalitza psula. The chalitza psula, tzorach lachzor akola achin. Right, you have to get chalitza from each of the brothers. Says the Gemara, Yahachi Kamai Sanami. So why don't you say, each of the women requires chalitza from both brothers? Why just the third woman? So the Gemara says, Eden afu b'vasachas hachanami. That's true. If they all died at once, before anybody did anything, any of the brothers did anything, that's true, they would each require chalitza from both brothers. Lo tsricha denafu b'zacharzu. No, the issue is when they died one after another. Naflachada. This is the case. Reuven died, so Reuven's wife, chalas la Reuven. So, one of the brothers died, Reuven was one of the ones that are still alive. Naflachada, Reuven does chalitza. Naflachida, chalas la Shimon. So those two are perfect chalitzas. Because at that time there's only one woman, that's zakuk. There's no achos. But then, naflachida. Now the third one died. The third one died. So now, what do you do? Chalatzla, this woman now is achos chalutzaso. To both of the other brothers. So, cholatz lahai mafka zikaso, cholatz lahai mafka zikaso. So each brother now is doing a deficient chalitza. So therefore each brother has to do the chalitza, and not one chalitza doesn't pater, isn't strong enough. Again, usually, you have one brother that does chalitza to a woman, and that removes the connection of all the brothers and all the women. But, in this case, because the chalitza is deficient, because yibum is not allowed because of achos chalutzaso, so therefore you require chalitza from each and every brother. That is all shitas rav. We'll stop here. Shmuel is going to say no. One can do chalitza lekulon, but again, that will have to wait for tomorrow's daf. Again, I'm not giving shir tomorrow, so Beis Hashem, tomorrow's daf and the next day will be put up from the last cycle, and Beis Hashem will pick up next week. Okay, Parsha Shir is up Beis Hashem from last night.